All right, the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy
and Tom Brady's balls.
Yes, they are now inflated to the right pressure.
That was horrible.
Come on.
I'm still stunned that this is even an issue, but it is a huge issue today.
It is a huge NFL issue and a Roger Goodell issue. And for those of you who have not heard, Tom Brady is no longer suspended.
He's been vindicated.
He's not been vindicated.
I wouldn't
say that
either.
He's no longer suspended because of a very flawed process by the NFL, according to the judge that lifted the four-game ban.
The flawed process is Roger Goodell is a bully.
Yes.
He just does whatever
but
he
thinks. Let me
thinks
ask you this. How do the NFL players, how do they come up with a, they give him full power. Why would they vote on that?
I don't know.
But obviously he doesn't have full power because they just lost in court.
No, that's a different, that's an employment issue. But my point is, well, first of all, let me say this. I am not a Tom Brady fan, okay?
I am not a Tom Brady fan either, but
I gotta say, I think Adele is way more in the wrong on this.
I think too.
And we said this 9 months ago right here on this show. No, I didn't have time to dig it up. But we did say it. We both thought Brady would be, whatever, his, what would you call it?
His suspension.
His appeal.
Was won.
Yeah,
he won
his appeal.
But this just in. Roger Goodell has announced he will not be at the opening game next week in New England. He said he will be attending a game that weekend, but he doesn't want to take away from the Super Bowl celebration of the Patriots to have any negative publicity there.
He doesn't want to hear people booing him.
Exactly. Can you imagine him walking into that stadium? No, I don't think so.
Hey, Goodell, how'd that court case go?
But I'll guarantee he's been at every other opener since he's been the commissioner.
A lot of people are making the statement that this is absolutely a slap in the face and an embarrassment for the NFL.
And they are calling, a lot of people are calling for his head. They want him fired. And then I read they're talking buyout. I mean, they're not talking it, but like that's the speculation that, well, we could buy out his contract, get him out of there.
Well, we certainly deal in speculation here on the show.
2019 he is signed till.
And
at
that
about
is a
$40 million a year. So what are you going to buy him out?
$160 million.
You know what? $160 million. Compared to what the NFL revenue is kind of nothing. They're billions and billions of dollars. I mean, 160, it's still a lot of money.
I don't know if they would say it's nothing, but I understand what you're saying. What would they gain by buying him out? What would they gain by putting a new commissioner
in place?
Well, I don't
know if
they
can buy him out, first of all. I don't know what his contract states. I mean, can he be fired and they don't have to pay him? Or is there something in there that says, if we fire you, we'll have to pay this much? I mean, I'm sure he just, you don't just, okay, Roger, you're fired and you're not getting paid anymore.
Well, that'd be a court case in itself, too.
Exactly. Well, the NFL did say they are going to appeal this appeal.
Yeah, Roger Goodell himself said they are going to appeal this. He, I quote, respectfully disagrees with the ruling.
I think it's over. I think you're going to hear rumblings of it, but I think someone's going to talk to Roger Goodell and say, let's just brush it under the rug and get it over with and move on.
Well, the one thing I did hear, let me see if I can find the...
I saw so much today. Like,
It's unbelievable. But the one thing I did want to bring up...
They show him standing there going, okay, look, you get 4 games. You get 8 games. You get, you know, like, no merit.
Well, apparently Roger Kosek and the NFLPA Executive Director, Demaurice Smith. How do I say his first name?
don't ask me how to say it.
Look at you laughing at me. Got in a heated public exchange over Roger Goodell's power. So I find that, and I actually agree with the NFLPA on this. I really do. I'm not saying that they're always right and I'm always on their side. I'm saying, in my gut feeling, the way that he has approached all these suspensions, and they've screwed a bunch of them up the other way too, hence the Ray Rice thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, you get 2 games. Oh, wait, let's rethink
this. Yeah, right?
You're banned for life.
My question is, before we take a quick break here, should we even be talking about whether this should be an offense or not? Why aren't quarterbacks allowed to have a ball the way they want them anyway?
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that, but
Well, they're allowed to rough them up.
Okay, you know me. You know me. I watch football religiously. Every four TVs in my basement, I watch four games at once, okay? I did not know until this happened that each team had their own balls. I always knew the kicker had a ball. You know,
do you know why that is? Because they wanted to give the quarter... I read this. They wanted to give the quarterbacks the option to make the balls surface
like
the way they wanted
them. Right.
But like I heard Peyton Manning saying, when they played before this rule even happened, they had to use the home team's balls.
Yeah.
If they were the visiting team. And Warren Moon likes his balls really shiny.
And Aaron Rodgers likes them overinflated.
I'm just saying, this is stupid.
It is.
This whole thing is really more and more every day. It just becomes more and more stupid.
It is stupid because we got guys getting suspended for beating their wives or beating their kids. And we're talking about deflating footballs and getting the same suspensions. Come on.
You beat your girlfriend up, you get four games. You told someone you wanted a little air out of a ball, you get four games. What?
Yeah, exactly. That's why we shouldn't even be taught. This isn't even sports.
This is why
anymore.
It really isn't. Goodell is not good. He's not good for the game. I just don't think so. All right, second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap coming up right after this. We got to talk a little bit of baseball. Some cool news from the PGA, by the way.
And some funny news.
And some funny news. This is true. It has to do with Donald Trump.
Yes.
We'll talk about that when we return. Second half coming up here. The Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
This is the Outdoor Show.
At Big Boy, you can enjoy their all-new salads with the taste of summer. The Michigan salad has fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, and more. Choose the Big Boy Cobb salad featuring turkey breast, the country chicken salad made special with diced chicken tenders, or the barbecue chicken ranch salad prepared using grilled seasoned chicken breast. Add a cup of Big Boy signature soup for $1.99. Marquette's Big Boy, US 41 West, Marquette.
Marquette's Big Boy.
And we're back. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Wow. Can we move on from talking about balls?
Yes.
I know you'd rather talk about balls, wouldn't you?
Let's mention that we jinxed the Indians when we said they were making a move. No, they've lost two in a row.
I just saw this, by the way, before we move on. In New England, there is a local business owner who has one of those signs that you can change up front, you know. And it says, Judge Richard Berman gets free coffee for life.
Oh, they interviewed the sportscast from ESPN that's in Foxborough, and they said it was like they won the Super Bowl again today. All over town, people are high-fiving when they heard the news. It was crazy. But let's...
Moving on.
Yes, let's
move on. This we'll talk about tomorrow, but there's a suspension tally, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
Of Roger Goodell's tenure.
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Enough.
All right, let's talk about the Tigers last night really quick before we... Your Brewers actually look... Why didn't they start playing like this in May?
I don't know, but the Tigers looked horrible.
Unbelievably bad as they get just absolutely lambasted by the Kansas City Royals.
Not sure
last
this
night.
Wolf is should be pitching anymore.
Well, Mike, did you see a picture of him? He looks 10 years older than you. I mean, what are we having, an old-timers game here?
So he looks 40?
10 years older than you,
anyway.
Buddy. Just saying, he didn't... just looks...
I mean, let's just give up the home run
there
ball.
There are umpires that look younger than him on the field last night.
Well, there are umpires younger than him. Our own Adam Hamery, come on.
That's true. All right, bad example. But Cabrera, speaking of umps, Cabrera got ejected last night. Not by the home plate umpire. And I think he was... I don't think he was necessarily right for arguing it, because you're not supposed to do that, but his point was right.
They're not supposed to do that. They still do.
Yeah, they do. My point is the ball was out of the strike zone that he argued, but he just kept going. I mean, he kind of... I think he just sort of... I think it was a little bit more than just a frustration over a called strike that was
I think
ball.
It's the season is starting to frustrate him.
And he didn't look like a little baby or anything. He didn't like start throwing stuff or anything. But then the third base ump actually is the one who threw him out because he's the crew chief.
Yeah, and you jinxed him too, and he's down to 359 now.
That's horrible. 359. Oh my God! Well, let's just hope he can hang on, because if he does, he's going to win the batting title. That's the only thing I want this year.
Yeah.
That's achievable.
Yes. And the Brewers... 9-4 winners over the Pirates. You know a funny fact about this game? The Brewers have beat the Pirates 5 times in a row now. And Pirates are playing good baseball.
This is not a shabby team they're smacking around right now.
No, the Brewers are a tough out right now.
That's weird. Just weird.
Something happened last night. They didn't know how to determine who the winning pitcher was. I've never heard this before.
Well, the way they do it anyway, I mean, you could get me going off on a tangent with that. I really hate the way they determine a winning pitcher anyway.
I mean, it's because
it, if it wasn't almost football season, you could that's like a super hot button for me.
Okay.
So
sorry.
Just saying. Is that okay?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Last night's a prime example. Go ahead.
Well, the starter went 4 1/3, so he couldn't be the I don't know. But they were leading the whole game. How is he not the winning pitcher?
I don't know.
Okay, let's save that argument for a different day.
Don't have time. 30 seconds. Tigers resume play tonight, 8:10 in Kansas City. By the way, they recalled Kyle Lobstein for Friday's game.
Replace Wolf.
And no, he wouldn't pitch this Friday.
Well,
and then
I'm
the Brewers
in the rotation somehow.
Tonight at home against Pittsburgh again, 7:20.
Going for the sweep.
PGA, really quick here. I wanted to mention that Jason Day credited Tiger Woods for his recent victories and success.
Why?
He mentored him. That's what he claimed. I think that's pretty cool that he would say that.
Okay. And then we had to say the Donald Trump thing.
Well, we'll wait till tomorrow. We'll save all that right for tomorrow. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
This is the Outdoor Show.